get spotted. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM News.
Good afternoon. The stories at 12 hours. DEC arrests Ghanaian national for defrauding government of $8,325. ZCLU commends President Hichilema for inclusive constitutional reform committee, and Thai killer of Cambodian opposition politician sentenced to life in prison.
The Hot FM News, Natasha Ngoni.
The news in detail. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has formally charged and arrested a 66-year-old Ghanaian national identified as Morisa Obeng for fraudulently obtaining $8,325 from government. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Pamba says the suspect falsely claimed to have been an expatriate teacher at named school in Lusaka when in fact he was not. He said Mr. Obeng has also been charged with money laundering involving the same amount. Mr. Tamba has explained that the fraudulent activity was uncovered during a verification exercise conducted by the commission to determine which former expatriate teachers were legitimately entitled to receive outstanding payments from government.
The Drug Enforcement Commission has formally charged and arrested the Ghanaian national identified as Morrison Nyaku Obeng. Obeng has been arrested for falsely obtaining $8,325 from the government of the Republic of Zambia. The suspect obtained the said money by pretending to have been an expatriate teacher at the name school in Lusaka when in fact not. Obeng was further charged and arrested for money laundering involving the same. This revelation of the fraudulent activities came to light during a verification exercise that the DEC conducted to ascertain which former expatriate teachers were entitled to receive outstanding payments from the government of the Republic of Zambia.
The Zambia Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for appointing a constitutional reform committee comprising individuals from diverse backgrounds within the country's civil society. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast Show, ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza has commended the President for ensuring that a range of perspectives will be represented in the deliberations on constitutional amendments. Mr. Mwanza has stated people are entitled to their opinions on the composition of the committee, adding that such committees have historically been the subject of public debate and criticism in the country.
This committee does not only comprise me of people that went to court. No, it comprises of people with diverse backgrounds. You will see on this committee that there are people like Madam Kesabel Mutembo. She was the one who chaired the coalition of civil society organizations that is comprising of the Law Association of Zambia, Caritas, Chapter One Foundation, and the rest. She was the chair even at State House when we had a meeting with the president. So you can see the wisdom in the president in the and trying to bring people with a diverse viewpoint together to say, can you sit and work these things out? Let's see how you're going to go.
And the Consortium for Good Governance Deputy Chairperson, Solomon Ngoma, say this development reflects the President's respect for the Constitutional Court's ruling and his earlier pledge that any constitutional reform would follow broad-based citizen consultation.
The President's commitment to encouraging a wider spectrum of stakeholders, including civil society organizations, traditional leaders, and the general citizen, will enhance both the legitimacy and the credibility of the constitutional reforms process. We are confident that if conducted transparent and in good faith, the process will produce a document that truly reflects the will and the aspirations of the Zambian people. The establishment of this committee marks an important step toward ensuring that the amendment process is transparent, accountable, and inclusive. By facilitating broader-based consultation, the committee will provide citizens with the opportunity to contribute meaningful to strengthening Zambia's supreme law, thereby strengthening democracy and good governance.
As the world commemorates World Teachers' Day today, President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed his administration's commitment to strengthening Zambia's education system, recognizing teachers as central to the country's transformation agenda. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM, President Hichilema said the new Dawn government remains committed to ensuring that every Zambian child of school-going age receives quality education, learning in a dignified environment, and equipped with life-changing skills. The head of state has emphasized that the education sector's success hinges on solidarity and collaboration among teachers, learners, and government, describing it as a shared partnership in which teachers stand at the heart of nation building. The president has pledged that his government will continue to reduce teacher-pupil ratio by recruiting more teachers while also investing in their professional development and improving the conditions of service. The Lusaka Magistrates Court has sentenced Lazarus Malama, 25, and Olivet Kalimirwa, 30, to 5 years imprisonment with hard labor for unlawful possession of a protected animal, a live ground pangolin, contrary to the Zambia Wildlife Act. On 14th August 2025, officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife in Chilanga, working in close collaboration with the Lower Zambezi Rapid Deployment Team, conducted an intelligence-led operation in Lusaka, which resulted in the apprehension of Malama, Kalimirwa, and three others. The live pangolin, which investigations revealed originated from Mansansa, Chambo District, Central Province, Zambia, was destined for Lusaka, targeting Chinese buyers. The matter was heard before Lusaka Magistrate Webster Milumbe was sentenced to 2. Pangolins are among the world's most trafficked mammals due to the high demand for their scales and meat. This is according to a statement issued by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
The hottest in business news is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Institute of Valuation Surveyors says the 2026 national budget presents significant opportunities for real estate development, underpinned by macroeconomic stability and targeted infrastructure investment. Institute President Christopher Mlenga has commended government's commitment to large-scale infrastructure projects, including roads, airports, and water systems, which he says will unlock land values, stimulate peri-urban development, and attract private investment. Mr. Mlenga says significant infrastructure investments outlined in the 2026 budget are expected to catalyze growth in the property sector. He has pointed to the Lusaka Ndola dual carriageway being implemented under a public-private partnership PPP model as a clear sign of growing investor confidence in long-term infrastructure financing.
We have seen that government spending on housing and community amenities combined with continental housing deficit signals room for innovation, affordable housing finance through the PPP models as well as modular construction. In addressing Zambia's 1.5 million housing gap, it will be critical that the country should avoid replicating Africa's broader slum challenge. We look at the industrial and logistics boom, the increased mining activities in the country, and agro-industrial initiatives have boosted demand for warehousing, processing zones, cold chain facilities, and transport infrastructure along the key corridors.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Call International News.
A Thai court has sentenced a man to life in prison for killing a prominent Cambodian opposition politician in Bangkok. In January, hours after Lim Kim arrived in the Thai capital with his wife, he was shot dead in public by Thai national Ekalak Thanoi. Ekalak then fled to Cambodia, where he was arrested and deported. The BBC has more on other global stories.
British police have named the two men who were killed in an attack on a synagogue in the northern city of Manchester on Thursday. They were Adrian Dalby, who was 53,